This book is dedicated to the fervent hope that the members of the U.S. Congress will comprehend the need to enact, at the very minimum, a viable public health care option. Hello, this is Robin Cook. The COVID-19 pandemic has thrust the virus center stage as a dangerous and dreaded foe, similar to the way that the influenza pandemic did a century ago. The causative viruses, SARS-CoV-2 and influenza A, H1N1, produce respiratory illnesses that are easily transmittable person to person and thereby quickly swept around the globe. Within months, both scourges sickened millions of people and many died. Although these two biologic entities currently dominate the spotlight, there are other viruses that deserve equal fear, concern, and attention, since some of the resultant diseases have a higher lethality as well as the capacity to cause more serious complications. Although these diseases are not transmitted by aerosol and are thereby less communicative, they too are spreading around the world at a slower yet ever quickening pace, thanks to the climate change and human encroachment into previously isolated environments. In particular, a number of viruses have cleverly hijacked the mosquito to ensure their survival. These viruses are responsible for illnesses such as yellow fever, dengue, West Nile fever, and an array of diseases that cause dangerous inflammation of the brain called encephalitis. This includes Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE, which is known to have a death rate as high as 30%. As climate change advances, aggressive mosquitoes, like the Aedes Asian tiger mosquito, which carries these dangerous viruses and which had heretofore been restricted to tropical climes, are progressively and relentlessly spreading northward into temperate regions, currently reaching as far north as the state of Maine in the United States and the Netherlands in Europe. These other fearful viruses couldn't have picked a better vector. As obligate bloodsuckers to enable breeding, mosquitoes are high on everyone's nuisance list. Most people can recall a disrupted summer slumber or an evening stroll or a hike in the woods or a barbecue on a beach, heralded by the characteristic whine of the female mosquito. As a creature superbly designed after almost 100 million years of adaptive evolution, even dinosaurs were plagued by mosquitoes, the female mosquito invariably gets her blood meal or dies trying. For some reason that has yet to be explained, the female Asian tiger mosquito is particularly attracted to human females with blood type O, although other blood types or even human males will do in a pinch. As a testament to the effectiveness of mosquito-pathogen partnership, almost 1 million people die each year from a mosquito-spread illness. Some naturalists even posit that mosquito-transmitted illnesses have killed nearly half of all the humans who have ever lived. Robin Cook, MD.
Prologue. Although mosquitoes cause more than 2,000 human deaths every day, their pernicious impact doesn't necessarily stop there. The deaths they cause can result in further serious societal complications. Such a story of a sad serial tragedy started in the summer of 2020 as the result of a cascading series of events that began in the idyllic town of Wellfleet, Massachusetts, nestled on the bayside of Cape Cod. It all started within the confines of a discarded automobile tire leaning up against a dilapidated freestanding garage. Inside the tire was a bit of stagnant rainwater where a pregnant female Asian tiger mosquito had deposited her raft of eggs. On the 20th of July, this clutch of eggs hatched, starting the mind-boggling 10-day metamorphosis from larvae to pupae to adults. The moment the mosquitoes emerged as adults, they could fly, and within 3 days they followed the irresistible urge to reproduce, requiring the females to obtain a blood